Momslayer.
Hello and welcome to all of you beautiful moms. You know, Dennis and I were just talking about how we just like want to finish with this year already because it gets so busy towards the end of the year. So I hope you're excited for the year end because we are certainly excited. And today's show is going to help us, you know, to get settled during these holidays.
So it's that time of year again, as Tandor said, it's holidays, you know, that's at our doorstep and we need to keep the kids busy, right? Because otherwise they'll drive us crazy. Here are some short tips on what to do when it comes to crafts with the kids, right? All these, you know, all this content does come from KiwiCo, kiwico.com, yes. And our thoughts on it, you know, we want to like, you know, just discuss what she has actually written. So it's quite exciting. Let's find out, right?
Yes. Item number one is holiday puzzle box. And the age gap for this one or the group or the age group that is suitable for is 9 to 16. Give the gift of entertainment with this special holiday puzzle box. Wrap your special someone's present in this box and then sit back and watch them try to open it. I think this one is also interesting, hey? I never thought of a holiday puzzle box.
Yeah, very I wonder how that works. When I looked at the picture, it looked a little bit weird. So I don't know how we would make that, but it sounds a little bit too complicated for me.
Yeah, I don't know who would want a gift like that as well. You just want to, you know, rip everything off. And say,
yeah, make it easy.
Unless you're a person who's like a mind, I don't know.
Yeah, like that those type square of mind. Things that you, cubics. Is it called cubics? That I don't do those things, eh? Like they would just like frustrate me. Yes, next one. Holiday card circuit. So this is the age group from 9 to 16. Sending handmade holiday cards is a tradition in our family. This is what she says in kiwico.com. We love sending mail through the post and the recipients love receiving them. Since Christmas is quickly approaching, we found a way to really spread the holiday cheer with these creative holiday card circuits. I kind of like that idea. Because, like, you know, cards are expensive. And to make cards is much more sentimental.
Yeah.
The only problem is sometimes, like, the you know, here in South Africa, the postal service isn't the greatest. But, I mean, making cards and giving it to your friends and family, put your, like, kids' hands on them with paint and, like, make them do little marble paintings with it. You put a marble in a box and put the card there and then like you like twist it with paint and then the marble goes over the little piece of paper. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's what I'm talking about. So, you know, get creative with some Christmas cards. You don't have to go buy. This is not, I'm not saying don't go buy, but you know, sometimes creativity is nice.
That's very true. And I think it will keep, the kids will be excited to do this one if you would ever choose this route. The next one is snow globes and the age.
Like this one.
I also like this one. And the other one that's coming just now. Snow globes, the age group is between the ages of 3 and 8. I love the idea of DIY snowballs. Globes, sorry, not snowballs. I'm thinking of snowballs because it's white winter for some people out there in the world. But the potential for water causing a serious mess has always kept me away from trying it. These waterless mason jars, snowball globes, are low mess solutions and are quick and easy to make. I created this a little gift for friends, but a grouping of these is different sizes would make a beautiful display in windows or mantles.
Yeah,
mantles.
I quite like that one.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So like, I was also like, you know, the water, it's weird. I used to try that when I was like really, really young. But like doing the waterless one is quite nice as well. And like maybe taking your coffee jars and your little jam jars that you get, you can always use those. You don't have to go and buy mason jars. You can actually use those and put a little thing there and, you know, it'll look quite nice. Actually want to try one of those. Maybe do some decorations in my house.
I was thinking this afternoon when the kids got back from school, I need to keep you guys busy.
Right.
So, yeah.
Great way to keep the kids busy. So, holiday button art. I really like this one. This is for age group, age group 3 to 5, which is basically my age group. And I think Tandor's age group now, So, except for the one, which is quite older. But 3 to 5, great. Decorating my home, she says, for the holidays is such a joy, especially when children make the decor. These festive frames are so fun to make and would be a great holiday gift for someone special. So what she literally did was take buttons, different types of buttons. So buttons fall off clothes all the time. You can pick buttons up off the floor sometimes, you know, if you're lucky. But even just go and buy random buttons from like a tailor or something like that. And make holiday cards, make holiday frames, make holiday pictures. Really, you can go to town. It's quite fascinating. You should really go check out the website.
Right, talking about frames, the next one is chalkboard frames. My daughter and I may be a little obsessed with chalkboard paint. Since discovering it, we have turned our home into one big chalkboard. This is, you know what the lady's saying here. This frame was inspired by my sister-in-law's wedding. She had chalkboard frame table numbers. Brilliant. We bought these chalkboard frames. We thought. My kids just love to draw on things that they usually can't draw on. And with these chalkboard things, I've seen them also on weddings again. I think I've only seen them on weddings. One time we've used them for Christmas for deco here at the church at some point as well. So I think they are cute as well. They look cute.
I think it's a really nice idea because, you know, it keeps the kids from not drawing on your wall. Just recently, I saw crayon markings on my nice cupboards and stuff.
Oh.
I was horrified. I didn't know that happened. I don't know how long it's been there, but that's fine. So yes, get those chalkboards. Right, next one. Marble paperweights. So this was quite nice. These pretty rainbow rocks are perfect for brightening up your desk with just some nail polish and water. Hey. So like the nail polish that you haven't used for so many years, take it, put it in water, then you take the rock, so it possibly needs to be a nice smooth rock, and you actually dip it in that paint, and it'll make like a nice little shape and stuff, pattern, that's it, not shape, pattern. And you can use it as paperweights, you can also use it for your Christmas table, you can use it to decorate your Christmas tree around the Christmas tree, so it really is a good idea, I really love that one.
If I knew this yesterday, I would have thrown all my old nail polishes, which I did yesterday. I was cleaning up some stuff.
Ah.
And there goes that idea now. Because they're in the bin somewhere.
Damn.
The next one is the puzzle piece frame. I love homemade gifts for Mother's Day and Father's Day. Not only do they show how much you care, but they also capture this stage that your child was in when the gift was made. These sweet puzzle frames are fun for the kids to make and will keep safe that mom or dad will cherish for years and years. And I do like that when the gift is handmade, it's more sentimental than just, there's nothing wrong with buying, but there's something about you being involved in making the gift that makes it extra special.
Yeah, and if you get really creative, you can get different puzzle pieces from different, you know, and put it as the frame of this really whatever. Nice. We even do it with cards, or it's really awesome. So homemade hand scrap. So she says, my son and I have found a hobby, and that is making homemade gifts. We'll have to find fun items to make for his teacher and our family. A lot of the time we enjoy what we make so much we keep it for ourselves. With the holidays around the corner, it was time for us to make his teacher a gift. The homemade hand scrub was really, really perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go and check out that homemade hand scrub on kiwico.com. But I also thought to myself, like, I've done it before where I've made hand wash. Mm-hmm. So you take a really nice smelling soap. Now, you obviously can't use your cutlery in your kitchen. So rather just separate this from the cutlery in the kitchen. But you actually boil the soap. So you grate it, you boil it in water, and it actually becomes like a liquid soap. And you put it into a fancy bottle and it smells nice, and then you got liquid soap. So take that one. That one's from me.
Yeah, that's a nice idea because, you know, when you don't want to always buy, because they are expensive actually when you buy soap. And that's I'm taking that one for myself.
Yeah.
This one was also one of my favorites because I think it's easy to do because my husband has said to us to say, we want to buy gifts for everyone. When I saw this, I'm like, this is it. Heart mark. I love making gifts, gifting presents that will be well loved and used. So I knew this Easy DIY heart mug project will be a hit. It's definitely a hit in my household this year. This set of mugs were filled up with chocolate goodies or chocolatey goodies. A great DIY gift for someone special.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
I'm definitely doing this one.
Yeah.
Because we can buy mugs. It's, I don't think it's that expensive
you
as well.
Can buy sets.
Yeah, so I love this one. I'm definitely will put in practice and I will post and say, listen, look what we did with the kids.
Oh, you're just giving me a good idea. Wait, we might give everyone the same gift. That's terrible. So I'm going to go find another one. Tile coasters. When we came across some tiles that were at a local home warehouse recycling center, I grabbed a handful and absolutely no idea what to do with it. When my daughter and I started experimenting by decorating the tiles with permanence markers, we were amazed at how beautiful they came out. Their coasters are simple and gorgeous as well. So you can actually take a tile. Now, I thought about this even with general decor, but Christmas decor. Take a tile, get three colors, your green, your red, your black, or your white, maybe white, yeah. And do the little coasters, but do the tiles, and then you can serve food on them as you decorate the table, or that kind of thing. So, very interesting. We hope that you enjoyed that for today, but I'm going to end off with a quick verse, Exodus 35, verse 35, and it says, "He has filled them with skill to do all kinds of works, as engravers, designers, embroiderers in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and fine linen, and weavers, all of them skilled workers and designers." And I just thought this was a beautiful verse because it's speaking in Exodus about how the people came together and they were designers. They made everything from scratch. They didn't go to a store. They didn't buy it. You don't have to spend lots of money. You can get creative. You don't have to be the most creative person in the face of the planet.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how it looks. It's from the heart. So get creative this year.
Yeah.
Get creative for Christmas. Yes. Well, we hope that you enjoyed that. That's it from myself and Tando.
Yes, that is it.
From It's a Mom's Life, where we live, laugh, and love here on Active FM.
Yes.
Check us out on Facebook. We shall see you next week.
Next week. Bye.
Share your thoughts with us. Send us your questions or simply tell us what you love most about Active FM on our WhatsApp line. 084-628-6060. Radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.